This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Jason Goldman. Got a minute?
They grow to about 20 inches long and weigh less than 10 pounds. So you might not think they'd be the closest living relatives to elephants. Meet the rock hyrax, sometimes called the rock rabbit or the dassie, common in rocky areas of Africa and the Middle East. They live in groups of up to 80 individuals.
The hyrax is, well, they're a mammal that has a rare phenomenon, which is singing. We know a lot of birds singing, but we don't have many mammals that actually perform a song, a complex song with different syllables coming in bouts. And these bouts are complex, and they, along the song, they get more and more complex. They get longer. They include more sounds.
Biomusicologist Ishai Weissman from Bar-Ilan University and Hebrew University in Israel.
We try to understand what the meaning of all this is, why a hyrax would waste time and energy and expose himself also to predators by singing such a loud song.
Weissman and his team recorded the songs of male hyraxes during mating season, and they analyzed their structure.
We found, in fact, that the song is actually an advertisement for the male quality. And in this song, the rarest and most interesting element is the snort. It sounds like this. That's just like a snort. And like the whole song seems to be an introduction for these snorts.
In the earliest parts of the song, snorts are relatively rare. But as the song continues, they become more common, resulting in a snort crescendo. The increase in snorts reflects the animal's inner emotional state. As they become more excited or more aggressive, their songs become, well, snortier. And those snorts, according to Weissman's findings, also become louder and harsher. The snorty study is in the journal Animal Behavior. Weissman thinks that the snort crescendo, together with the increasing harshness, makes the songs impossible to ignore, and grabs the attention of other hyraxes. Which makes sense. Harshness is a salient feature in the sounds of crying newborns, barking dogs, and frightened piglets. Acoustic harshness is routinely used in movie soundtracks to increase tension and attention.
It might be that these snorts are actually what's keeping the listeners listening. Because a lot of times, the hyrax is just busy eating leaves, and they don't even turn their heads to someone who's singing. The snorts might be what serves as an attention grabber. And getting harsher and harsher might keep the listeners from just, you know, droning off.
For Weissman, this work isn't only about understanding the nuances of hyrax communication. He believes that understanding why hyraxes sing and how they construct their songs could reveal something about the evolutionary origins of human speech and human music, which is no snorting matter.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Jason Goldman.